Here's Charlene Steinkamp.
Do you get angry ever so quickly? God has a solution for you today. I'm Charlene Steinkamp. One of the emotions that we deal with throughout the year is anger. So let's beware and watch our temper and tongue. Has anger crept into your personality during your marriage problems? Have you always had a short fuse and blamed it on your heritage instead of learning how to control your tongue? In Psalm 37, verse 8, we read, "Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil." I love reading and studying the Bible. May I make a suggestion? Study the Bible topically regarding different issues and subjects that God will show you answers throughout His Holy Word. Just as I started to study on anger, I was reminded of Cain and Abel in Genesis chapter 4, when Cain allowed anger to get out of hand. As you study a certain subject, the Lord will magnify many scriptures just for you regarding this subject, like anger, for you to know the Lord's heart. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 27, it says, "A quick-tempered man does foolish things." You may say, "But I'm not the one with the temper. My spouse has the temper, which may turn into anger, progressing to strife, wrath, or violence." I believe that many children have been exposed to at least having one parent with a short fuse and as a result never learned to control their emotions or tongue. Possibly your parents were raised in a family that were involved in drinking or drugs, which started it. May we challenge you to learn to give all your emotions and feelings to your Lord Jesus Christ. Ask Him to heal your wounded, bleeding heart of emotions and change your heart. We hear every day of children that are rebelling against the parent that is at home, trying to keep everything together. May I warn and strongly suggest that anger, bitterness, and any fighting that you or your spouse are going through is probably spilling over into your children's lives. They hear and see that you're upset, hurt, and sometimes angry because of what you are being put through due to your marriage problems or your circumstances at work. Do not become angry. Talk to God. Tell Him your feelings, your emotions, your hurt, and your pain. He is the only one that can remove, heal, and restore you and your family to your righteous state. Do not let the devil get a stronghold in your life by you having anger, bitterness, hatred, or even jealousy. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, we read, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. God is giving us instructions in how to live. We each have a choice. Stop being angry. Give your problems to God and praise Him that He is greater than any of your circumstances. Ask Him to change your heart, your tongue, your actions, and your reactions to your life problems. Allow Him to rebuild your marriage as God heals hurting marriages.
You've been listening to Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.